Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good-o hump day. Yes, indeed, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Twitter. Yes, sometimes it's a nice place to hang out. Other times it's just a cesspool of crap. And at least Twitter is aware of the cesspool of crap. That's why they've unveiled some new features designed to rid the social network of its epidemic abuse problem. Twitter said in their blog statement, "We took a step back to reset and take a new approach. Find and focus on the most critical needs and rapidly improve them." So what are those improvements we're going to see? Well, a new mute feature that allows users to mute keyboard phrases and even entire conversations in their notifications. There's a more direct reporting of online abuse now that will let users be more specific about the abuse they are reporting. And the big one of all, tougher enforcement. Twitter said it had retrained all of its internal support teams and had improved internal tools and systems to deal with abuse reports more effectively. So yeah, they are taking steps. Let's just hope the steps they're taking are ahead of the abusers. WhatsApp, yeah, that kind of complimentary chat thing that kind of gets confusing with Messenger and Facebook and all that sort of stuff. Anyways, popular or not, it hasn't had video. Well, until now. Yes, the latest update for WhatsApp has now added support for video chats. I know you're thinking, okay, finally they're playing catch up. What's the big deal? Not really a whole lot, other than the fact that now you can make a video call. WhatsApp still, though, is the popular place for very highly encrypted chats, though. Promising is protecting the privacy of its 500 million plus users better than any other service. So now maybe your video chats will be heavily encrypted too. Who knows? Remember though, it is tied with Facebook. Let that sink in. Blue smartphones, as in BLU. Have you ever heard of the things? Well, they might have heard of you, especially if you're using one. Now, those of you who don't know, Blue is actually a leading seller of unblocked smartphones in the U.S. Problem is, though, it had a very serious security problem. Seems a third-party app called Wireless Update has actually been collecting unauthorized personal data from you, if you're using this phone, of course. And it would do that in the form of text messages, call logs, and contacts from customers on some of its devices. Blue actually thinks it's affected around 120,000 phones, but that might be on the conservative side. Now, that Wireless Update app, at least they're saying, at least with the new version, is no longer taking your data. But Blue is advising users to check their phones and call customer service if an older version of the app is still installed on your phone. And finally, Mario, all right, how much is it going to cost? $10, kind of like what we thought. $10 for a 30-plus-year-old game. It's amazing. Stupid of me, although I'll probably buy it. Yeah, that's right. Super Mario Run will be released on December 15th for $9.99. Now, if you're not looking forward to forking out $10, it will have three different modes that can actually be played for free. However, to have access to everything the game has to offer, yeah, you're going to have to dig deep for $10. Now, according to Nintendo, 151 countries are going to be getting the app on the day of release, and will support a whole bunch of different languages, including Japanese, that's a given, English, Spanish, French, German, Portuguese, Italian, Russian, Dutch, and even traditional Chinese. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination that you know already. Get on over there to check out everything that BTN has to offer. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, hanging it out and partying it up over there at our Slack room. You can find that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, start counting those pennies. Let's get ready for Mario. And thank you very much for listening.